What's going on? What's going on? Big Aunt Triple X in the house enjoying this podcast. How's everybody doing out there today, world? What's going on with you? First and foremost, let's start this thing off with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being here in the number. We thank you, Father God, for the hearers and doers of this word. We thank you, Father God, for the people listening and tuning in to what I have to say. I thank you, God, for everything, for life, for rebirth, for me being here to be able to do this podcast. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray and we pray. Amen. Hey, man, this Big Aunt Triple X, the real talk. And just a few things I want to go over with you guys with. Not going to be before you long. You know I don't. But one of the main things I want to talk about today, this evening on my show, is learning how to talk in prophecy and manifestation. And don't let the enemy rob you of your blessings. You know, we have obstacles in life now. Where people going to talk about you. They're going to say things about you that's not true. They're going to confound to other things before they confound to you. They're going to either ask around you instead of asking you. You know, we're talking about friends and family, extended family, leaders, people that's in this modern day world and time right now. Even I experienced it myself. So, you know, I've learned over time to prophesy over your own life and pray over your own life, walk in manifestation over your own life, because people ain't going to do it for you. They're not going to pray for you, but they'll pray against you. They want what you have, but they won't tell you. They'll do everything that's wrong to take from you than to do everything that's right to help you. And we talking about even the ones you sleep with, you know, you want to marry, you have to understand that this thing is sacred. And so at the end of the day, you have to trust God for yourself and look out for yourself before you look out for anybody. Because that's just the way it is now in this world. It's not that you don't love people or care for people. You know, you're at a point right now where you can't trust people. People tell you one thing, they'll do another thing. You know, you have people now, they don't tell you thank you. They don't tell you they appreciate you. You know, they still give credit to other people, and you be the one laying the groundwork. But I've learned and figured that out too, is that let it happen the way it happened and let it go down the way it do, because at the end of the day, they're going to be held accountable for the things that they do. You just keep doing what you're doing, but this time know when and how to do it. And don't be so generous to do it and be a prudent to everyone, because everyone don't deserve your blessings and your help. So I'm going to read out of just a couple chapters, a couple verses of this title that I'm talking about talking in prophecy and manifestation. I'm going to be reading out of 1 Corinthians 14 and 1. And it says right here in 1 Corinthians 14 and 1, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. So let me break this down to you. It says, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. See, when you follow after charity and you desire spiritual gifts, God is going to give it to you. Because, see, the only way you're going to get those spiritual gifts is by prophesizing when you talk. And when you prophesize, when you talk, and you say those things which as though they are, the manifestation is going to come there. You're going to get the things that you deserve, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's mediocre. That's the whole idea, is that you're going to get what you deserve. And if you care about yourself like you should, then what you get is what you deserve, and it should be a good thing. And I'm going to read another one right here out of 1 Corinthians 14 and 5. It says, I would that ye all speak with tongues, but rather than ye prophesy. For greater is he that prophesy than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interrupt, that the church may receive edifying. So when you speaking more in prophesying than you is with tongues, see, when a person speaking in tongues, they can be interrupted. That's what the verse is saying, versus you prophesy. So at the end of it, when it says that, except he interrupt, that the church may receive edifying. So when the church receive edifying, the church is going to be receiving correction. They're going to put those things in order as which they should be. So edifying. So that's why I'm here to tell you today, you know, learn how to just think positive, do positive, and be positive. And learn how to talk and prophesy at the same time. And everything you do going to be manifested. So talk and prophecy and manifestation is a real big deal. Hey, man, it's Big Aunt Triple X. I just want to talk with you for a minute on the show and get it out there so you can see what's going on with me, what I'm thinking about, and what I think you should be doing to better your life. Draw closer and near to God first. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for this message. We thank you for this word. We thank you for the hearers and doers of this word, the hearers and doers that's listening to this message. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Till the next time, Big On out. I love you. Peace.